Welcome back to Are We Enlightened Yet? Thanks for being here again. We're switching it up, so now I feel out of routine, but you know, the new drill. If you haven't subscribed, please do, share with your friends, give us a written review, that would actually be amazing. Apparently that helps your podcast, I don't know. Tag us on Instagram if you're listening, all the works. Welcome to episode, I don't know anymore.
Nine.
Is it nine or is it 10?
Oh.
I think last week's episode that I said was eight is actually nine.
No, I think this is nine.
Oh, is this nine? Okay.
Well, if it's not.
It's not, whatever.
Irrelevant.
Nobody cares. You guys certainly don't. How are we today, Sid?
Today I am trying to deal with my boredom lately. We were talking earlier, and I feel like the world has kind of, at least my personal world, has gone quiet, and everything has kind of receded, and I'm left in this space of wondering what's next, and I was just in the space of, like, feeling that, like, big change is happening, and, like, shifts are on their way, and then all of a sudden, everything just went quiet, and nothing's really happening, and I'm in this space of just, like, wondering, like, what is going on. Like, I thought shifts were happening and I'm here in my house bored. And so when things kind of get quiet, that's kind of my tell that something's on the horizon. It's like the calm before the storm. Mm-hmm. Something's gonna happen. So I'm kind of just playing this waiting game with the universe right now, and so I'm just trying to enjoy
Boredom's
it.
It's actually tough.
It's tough. It's a blessing, but it's tough.
It is, because it goes into our last week's episode where we're just, like, so overstimulated and we crave it. Mm-hmm. And that, like, then when you get bored and you're like, even the stimulating things aren't stimulating me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You know, it's this really weird experience. And I think it's even more weird because we're so stimulated all of the time.
Yeah.
So that when you're not even experiencing that, or you're not even interested in it, or it's not holding your attention, it's kind of this, like, unsettling feeling where you're like, what's happening? So it's hard to sit with it.
Yeah, that's what, even, like, these past few days, there's been a few instances where I was just sitting there trying to grasp on any sort of distraction, just because I was so bored and wanting to be stimulated in some way, and just, like, all of the things I would usually do to fill my time with wasn't really, like,
you couldn't say
itching the itch, you know, like, it wasn't satisfying enough. So I was like, hey, like, what the hell do I do if I don't want to do all these things that used to be so good at keeping me occupied with my days? Like, it was just weird energy. So lately I've been doing a lot of just listening to podcasts and staring at the ceiling laying in my bed.
Yeah. It's weird. Sometimes you actually do just have to pass the days.
Yeah.
Because you just can't feel anything. It cannot even feel, it's just weird. If you've experienced it, you know what we're talking about. Yeah. It's just this, like, it's no, like you said, it's kind of like knowing the shift is coming and it's the in between.
Yeah.
And
it's the in between, that's exactly. Yeah.
It feels boring.
Yeah. So I've been leaning on into, like, just doing nothing, because I'd rather do nothing than do something that might, like, sabotage whatever shift is coming on, you know, up. I don't want to change the order that the universe is, like, already bringing me, you know, so, yeah, anyways, that's how I am.
Good.
So.
It's better than we were doing last week.
Yeah.
Not even last week, that was recorded a couple days ago, or
yeah,
a recording a couple days ago to this recording.
Yeah. Which will be a week for you guys.
It will be a week, which is so confusing sometimes when we start talking, and then I'm like, oh yeah, that gets posted in a week, and I don't know if that'll make any sense.
All the timing is just,
it's just weird.
Yeah.
But.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Today I made an effort to, even last night, I made an effort to do some, like, practices to, like, get me into my body intentionally. Journaled, meditated, cried, listened to music, danced, just because it was a really heavy day. It's the 19th of February today, so if that tells anybody where we are in the world. it was just heavy. So today I made another intention to stay off Instagram, and just did things that felt really nourishing today. So I, like, went to the gym, I went to the farmer's market, So I, cause I'm going to make some like different kind of meals for the week that I normally don't, just like hone into some really like nourishing practices. Mm-hmm. I went and like, finally got to go and actually do an activity with my niece. We went out to, my whole family went up to this place called Big Box, which is actually a ton of fun. It's like a huge play place. So that was really fun, cause I haven't been able to do that for 7 months. Been able to do anything, so that was really good. And then yeah, it felt really nice to kind of feel grounded in the world and kind of, like, not bury my head in the sand, but realize that, you know,
you still have to live your life.
I'm still here and trying to find like the beauty in my day, and disconnecting is really big. I think it's really easy to get lost in the chaos of what's going on right now and feel really helpless, because there isn't, it doesn't feel like there's much that can be done on, no matter what side you're on, actually. I feel like this is probably quite a helpless feeling for everybody, because it's just a Canada we've never seen.
A lot is out of our hands immediately. Yeah. Yeah.
And that like helpless feeling is hard, but then it also keeps us attached to our phones, because it's almost like we need to feel like we're part of history too. When
we think by staying in the loop, we're doing something to support the cause. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not the case. So it was a good reminder today to like put my phone down, and disconnect and go like do things that feel good for me. So I'm feeling better. I feel like coming up for this week, it's going to be really important to be like grounded and just more present. So like, is there anything like going into this week you feel like you want to like focus on?
That's a good question that I haven't thought of. Usually I think about my week ahead on Sundays.
I've really thrown a curveball for her.
You really are. Honestly, this week I just want to focus on being in my worth and like taking the little action steps each day that I know that keep me in my body and like in like my state of like wholeness and authenticity, and just focusing on like the simple things and just keeping things simple. And yeah. What about you?
I think for me, I'm gonna focus on like things that feel make me feel more connected to like the earth, and like that really nurturing like source, but mother nature-y energy.
Yeah,
I'm really craving it, so I think that's what I'm gonna focus on, something like that. And then movement. That is just like, I think movement for me is so important, is because I'm so heavy in the air signs in astrology. So I'm like, movement just grounds me. So yeah. I think like, yeah, but I think like that really slowness, staying internal, putting those, like getting really rooted. That's kind of been my word for February, actually, is rooted. That feels really good for the upcoming week, is just like intentional practices.
Just like, grounding yourself in presence.
Yeah, because I'm with you. I think a shift is coming, and I think we just have to kind of be prepared for it.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And it feels unsettling.
So, yeah, while we're in this, like, preparation stage, we just have to, like, stick to the practices that we know that work for us and just focus on those.
And, like, what feels good. And we've talked a lot about it in, I feel like I was beating a dead horse in the first few podcasts, that, like, finding my peace. I think peace is so important right now, and like I'm kind of on that, straddling that line right now where my body's been calm for a little long, and I'm like, should I create a problem?
Let's some chaos.
Right? And I'm like, don't do it. So like that's why I'm having to remind myself, where I'm like, you like this feeling. You like being at peace. Please don't uproot your life because you're uncomfortable right now.
Boredom is fine. Boredom is fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Let peace be boring, sister. Yeah. Like, it's just that, like, I know the feeling where I'm like, oh, let's ruin my life. And I just don't want to. So I'm just really
just not for that right now.
No, not interested. Thanks. But I can taste it. Taste the chaos.
Funny.
But today's episode is actually, I feel like it's an interesting topic because I think it's maybe an issue or something we kind of all deal with on some kind of level. And it's, I don't know if it's like a fear or this like pressure to not be average. Like that average is just this really horrible thing to be. I know for me, it's a I just have this, like, fear. I don't know if fear is the right word, but there's this shadow side of me where average is a very scary thing. So,
like, you'll do anything in your power to not be average. Like, you don't want to be seen as average.
Yeah, like, I feel like average then connects to this, like, low self-worth feeling. So, like, for me, the idea of being average feels, it's like, when I think of being average, it's like, there's, like, you're not special, you're boring, you're a wallflower, you're not worthy of being chosen, like, there's nothing special about you. That's that, like, idea of being average to me, that you're not doing anything with your life. Like, you're just existing. And that's not worthy of anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's this, like, weird...
You're not leaving an impact. You're not leaving a legacy behind. Yeah. It's just... You're forgotten. Not, easily forgotten. Yeah, you're not... Overlooked.
When you go into a crowd, nobody notices you. When you walk into a room, nobody cares. Like, you're just... You have... No, it's like the idea in my head of being average means you actually have no value. You know, it's this really weird, and I know it's wrong. I know there's nothing wrong with average. We've talked about this before, and like, and we'll get into it when we talk about social media, so I'm actually gonna leave you guys hanging on that one. It was wise words of Sid. But yeah, so that's my kind of what the idea of being average is to me, is it's uncomfortable. What about you?
For me, when I think of average, it's like, nothing special. Like, you don't stand out from the crowd. But for, I actually love the idea of being average, be honest. Like, for me, average, there's, like, no pressure. No one expects anything from you. So there's, you can always, like, you know, exceed people's expectations easily and give them that element of surprise, but no one's expecting it, you know? Like, it's like, okay, so this is gonna be like a weird metaphor, but it's like, everyone wants the fancy, flashy car, right?
Right.
But the amount of money that's needed to upkeep that car, and the time and the energy, and like, people expect great things out of fancy cars, right? But an average car, they're more fuel efficient. It doesn't take a lot of energy to upkeep the car.
Yeah.
They get you where you need to be, and no one expects anything from the average car. And so it's like, for me being average, there's no pressure. And so without that pressure, I can do whatever I need to do better, because I don't feel all these eyes on me.
Right. Well, that's the episode, folks. But do you ever feel the... Because I know you deal with perfectionism.
But yes, so I was going to...
still struggle on a... Because it's not so much that I struggle with the idea that other people expect me to be anything above average. It's that I expect me to be above average. Or that, like, that special, like, this, like, whole big story we tell ourselves about who we have to be in order to be valuable to society and worthy of love and
Contribute something meaningful.
So it's like, do you not struggle with that at all in that sense then?
I did my whole life up until recently when I still have moments, of course. Like, everyone has those moments of, like, fearing that they're not going to be acknowledged or seen fully. They're going to be overlooked. But I don't know. I spent a lot of my, especially, like, I don't know, in different phases of my life, it kind of showed up in different ways. But during university, I spent a lot of time trying to, like, curate an image of myself on social media, and we'll kind of get more into this about social media, but like, I was so dedicated to always keeping my skin in the game and like making sure I posted enough to like stay relevant, and like I wanted to be looked at like as esteemed, and I wanted to stand out, and I wanted to be that one like cool unique individual that has something cool to offer, you know? And then it's so exhausting living that way, and I know from experience, because that's where I was. And then I think there just came a point, I was having this one conversation with a friend, and she, like, never posted on social media. She never shared her life. She never spoke words of wisdom or anything. Like, she didn't hold herself in that, like, high regard and high standard. And she was just saying how, like, I don't have any desire to share my life because it's my life, and there's so much pressure when you start sharing your life and people expect that out of you. And I kind of had, like, an eye-opening moment where I was like, oh my God, like, why am I putting so much pressure on myself to be that way when, you know, like, no one, first of all, no one asked for it.
Right.
And B, and it's like, why am I working so hard to uphold this image of myself where it's just, it's draining me and it's exhausting and it feels like a job at this point.
Right.
And so through all of that, I feel like I just got to a point where I was like, I'm fine with being average. I don't want to, like even like this past year, I've been posting less on social media just because I don't have any desire to try to remain relevant anymore. And I'm becoming to be like getting more accepting with like the idea of being average, because I think we're all average in different ways. Like, it's a totally very subjective thing, and that's kind of where I'm at right now, where it's like I'll have moments of like I want to stay relevant, I want to contribute something meaningful to the world, but I'm not going to spend so much of my time trying to prove that to people and like chase this sense of like relevancy constantly, you know?
I think that's like where my battle is that, like, I think when I, like, when I was thinking about it, and we might as well get into social media now, because I think it is all linked to social media,
mm-hmm.
is this, we're just always watching everybody else's lives in the weirdest way, and so then I don't post very often. I feel, I post when I feel like I want to share my words, or that if I share it, then it's off my chest and I can move on with my life, or
mm-hmm.
but then I'm like, oh, you're flaky, you're inconsistent, like you're irrelevant. It's not even a relevancy thing, it's just that, like, oh, if I'm not posting, am I even like participating in life? Like, our lives yeah. have become social media.
Yeah.
So then it's like, well, if I'm not posting, like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not significant because I'm not impacting, right? But it's like, yeah, but I'm actually just out there experiencing and doing my life, and I don't feel the need to share it. But it's this, like, battle of, like, I don't want to share it, but then I feel like I have to tell people I don't want to share it so that they don't think I'm not doing something, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, this weird yeah. It's a terrible balance.
Yeah, it's that like significance piece. It's like
yeah.
you think that in order to be significant you have to share your life to prove that you're living a yeah. life without actually living
yeah.
it, you know? Like, it's yep. it's this game of just trying to prove ourselves and trying to like convince people that we're living this amazing life, when it's just, we're only showing, it's all social media is a highlight reel. And we're comparing yeah. our lives to the highlight reels of others, but it's like we forget that we all live really average lives, yeah. you know, but yep. we don't see the averageness of their well, people's lives.
And what you said to me when we talked about this quite a while ago, when I was like, I am terrified of being average. Like, this is, or I just like, I feel like my life's going to equate to nothing. And like, you made a really good point where that, like, not even is social media a highlight reel. We are seeing the exceptions to the rule. We are seeing people with the hundreds of thousands of followers and all of this, and they're so successful and X, Y, and Z. Those are the exceptions to the rule. Mm-hmm. We follow those people because they inspire us. That does not make them the norm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, we follow the above average people.
Yes. And then yeah. you're just like, I'm a fucking failure.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, yeah, that person is like, is, it's not so much that they're special, but their life and all of that is not the normal life of most people, but looking at it like it is,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, that is the normal life, and that we should want that. Even if we don't want it, we feel like if we don't get it, we're a failure.
Mm.
Even if we have no interest in getting it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have no interest. It
represents something to us,
like,
yeah.
in the fancy car and the fancy house. I don't care about any of it.
Mm.
But then you're like, oh, but I should want it so that people know that I'm significant and special.
Yeah, because I think somewhere along the line, we equate that to success. We've come to define success as the fancy car, the, you know, the perfect yeah. family, the white picket fence, all those things. But
the
it's like we forget that
shares.
Success is different than that. It's not what we see. It's what we feel, and we don't necessarily
yeah.
get a sense of what they feel through their Instagram feed
and what people's versions of success are. Is not the same as somebody else's.
It's always different. But then
it's like you think you have to justify what you think success in your life is. That's the problem with social media. And that's why we need, I think so many of us feel the need to post is like, look how successful my life is. Look how happy I am. Look how this I am. Look how that I am. It's like we have to prove it to the outside world because we don't know how to validate ourselves, right? Like we need that external validation that, oh yeah, you are happy. That's amazing. Right?
When whether really, it's through comments or just likes.
Yeah.
The likes are like, oh yes.
It's not, my life isn't successful. My life isn't happy unless somebody else thinks it is, which isn't, feels so out of alignment because you know it's not true. But then it's this weird striving where it's like you just feel like you have to fucking prove yourself to Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
We sum up, like, who we are based on the validation we receive from other people.
Yeah, and then, like, I had a friend post, and she made a really good point where, like, the magical moments of life are the average moments. It's when you actually take the time to recognize, like, kind of just like how cool life is, the fact that we're like spinning on this rock and like it's, or you know that, you know, like how good your coffee tastes in the morning. It's those really little moments that is really what life is about,
and none of those moments are ever captured on camera. We never have our phone on during those moments.
And like you always think like even it's just like, even just when I think about like home or my kitchen or things like that, you're like, oh, well, I don't have an Instagram worthy kitchen. I don't have an Instagram worthy bathroom. I don't have an, like, oh, I can't get great lighting on this shot, so I can't share it to Instagram. Like, you know what I mean? Like your whole, and it's like, it's not to say that I'm not consumed by this on a daily thing, but when I started thinking about this topic, it's just, it's how much we are constantly comparing our lives to other people and then trying to search out success.
Yeah, and trying to prove that
we're
not just average people, when in fact we are, but it's like we have like this negative stigma on what it means to be average. Like it's a negative thing.
Right, it's become like a dirty word.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's just, what is it even? Like, even now I'm like, I still don't like the word average, and to think that my like my life is average, but like, to whose measurements?
It's so subjective,
right? But I think, really, I think social media has done a really horrible fucking job in ruining our lives. Like, you know what I mean? And really trying to convince us that it's that consumerism piece again. It's like you're constantly chasing the carrot. Better, get a better body. You got to be in the gym. Follow these fitness Instagrams. You're not healthy enough because you don't make these perfect green smoothies and like these have these like perfectly photographable salads. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to make a salad look pretty. Just gonna put the shit in the bowl and eat it. You know what I mean? Like, and
everything has become like a photo op for Instagram. Like everything needs to be picture perfect for Instagram.
And then you think if you're not doing that and you're not presenting that, you're suddenly boring. But it's funny because I don't know about you, but like again, I feel it a lot in like the dating world, even where you're just like in comparison to other females, where you're just like, I think it's a female thing. I'm sure men do it as well, where we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people, where you're just like, yeah, in comparison to them, I'm just average. I'm nobody. I'm a wallflower. I'm not special. It's like, I don't wear enough makeup. I don't do my hair. I don't get dressed up. Like, I'm making myself sound like a troll, but like, I'm not just speaking of me, but it's like, that's how you compare yourself to all these people. And then you're, you just, it's that self-worth piece. You're like, you think you never fucking measure up to anybody, that you're not worth the time, but on whose measurements?
Yeah. And I think also like on the flip side, on that dating piece, when you're not comparing, you're either like, so you're either comparing or you're competing for male attention and you're like trying to prove that you're above average, you know, you're like, you're better than the other girls out there in one way or another. Like, you know, you're trying to compensate on the area that you feel like they lack. Like, you know, it's just like, it's this constant game of trying to prove yourself that you're not average, or it's like this internal battle of like, oh, I'm average, and trying to, like, not project that outward because you don't want to you don't want to be perceived as average, and it's just like this messy thing.
Or it's like when people are like, oh, so what do you like to do, and your mind immediately goes blank because you like to do the most boring things.
I like to read, and
you're like, shit,
lay in my bed and stare at the ceiling.
And then you feel like you have to fucking lie to people because you're just like, that's like,
you want
to
sound interesting,
you want to sound interesting, right? It's and then it's like, why? But we all do it then. We all lie about it because we're so afraid to be like, I don't like to do exciting things that often. You know what I mean? Like, my day is pretty day to day. Like, I haven't gotten up to much. Like, it's just like, we can't admit that our lives are mundane. Because they are, especially in the last 2 years. We're so uncomfortable with that. But, like, especially, like, I think I really notice it. And I work really hard on it. And it's conversations we have all the time where... I think we do a really good job at admitting that, like, I'm threatened, or I'm obviously feeling insecure about this situation, right? But it really does come down to, I think it's so natural for women to constantly compare their value in the presence of other women.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, I think we're now just learning how to allow to be like, there's room at this table for all women. But even when you're welcoming women to that table, there's still that part of you that's like, are you better than me?
Yeah, there's still that part of you that feels threatened in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's, but like for me, it is that like wallflower feeling. Where you're just like, man, I'm...
Because I think you and me in social situations, we are more quiet. And we are less inclined to like yell out our opinions, you know? Like we need to have like those like... already established safe relationships in order to like have that side of us kind of come out. So in like bigger group settings, we do tend to be the wallflower sometimes, but like we have company on the wall, you know, like we're it's not never us like alone, like those weirdos in the corner. Like there's always like other people who are like
definitely the weirdos in the corner, but like
but there's a group of us in the corner, so we're not the only weirdos in the corner. I don't know where I was going with that, but
no, that's it's fair. Like I get it. Like it is. It's funny because I have lots of friends that'll be like, there is nothing quiet about Robin, but generally, I'm actually a quite timid person until I'm in a comfort until I'm comfortable or there's alcohol running through my veins.
Yeah,
and then it's like a different person. So I think I wish there was a different word for average. Like, if you could pick a different word for it, what do you, like, what would you pick?
Non-special? I don't know how else to phrase it. Because if you, like, the...
Yeah.
True, like, if you think of, like, in math, average is just the average number of...
I don't know. I have no idea.
So it's like you have like a group of numbers. You have the low numbers and the middle numbers and the high numbers. And if you add them all together and divide them by the number of thing, it's that one number that kind of like serves to represent that group of numbers would be the average number. So like it's like a representation of like a whole group.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe average other than average though.
I think what you said in the beginning, though, is realizing that average is not a bad thing. Average is reliable. Yeah. Average actually gets you farther. You know, I think it's this, like, the need, we need to stop seeking the external validation from everybody that we are special. Because we are. We're all special. We're all human. Like, the fact that we're on this earth in these meat suits as these souls, and, like, when you really get into it...
We have our own unique experiences.
Like, you're... Yeah. I don't... Maybe some people won't believe this, but, like, you have... Like, you signed up for this time for a... Like, there's so much that goes into that, that, like, we're all very special. But I think average is always in comparison... to everyone else's life and the expectation of... Because when I really get down to it, I don't really care that I don't have the white picket fence or any of that. It's that... It's weirdly how I'm like... It's these... How it's perceived. Like, how do people perceive it? So then I think it's like realizing, getting down to that, like, average is not a bad thing. It's consistent. And detaching... from the need to know or care or be involved or control people's perception of us.
Because it is just a perception game. Like, you in a sea of faces of other people, you're going to be overlooked by a lot of people.
Yeah.
But particular people who are drawn to your specific energy, who are a match in your life, you're going to stand out to them. You're not going to be average for them. For a lot of people, you are. But for some particular people, your tribe, you're going to be nothing even close to average.
Right.
So it's just, it's such a perception game, and it's so subjective, like I said before.
And I think it really comes down to shocking your self-worth.
Yeah.
Working on your worth to really hone in that you choose you. Because I think we all have this, like, deep kind of secret need to be chosen. And then, but if you're like, if I'm average, I'm not going to be chosen, because nobody chooses average. I have to be special. But nobody can choose you. Only you can choose you. So I think it's healing that and learning how to choose you, which is, and we've talked about it before now, learning how to not self-abandon. Learning how to lose people instead of losing yourself. Realizing that, like, no one gives a fuck about Instagram at the end of the day. I don't give a shit whether my friends post or not. I don't think they're suddenly not living life because they're not posting on Instagram, God forbid, or their salad's not organized. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care about those things. So why do I think other people care about those things? It's so interesting to me how social media is such a mind fuck.
Yeah, totally.
You just suddenly think people are different than you. And they're not. So, yeah, I feel like that for me is how you would, I mean, I have work in it. Like it's just, it's this weird thing in my head. Even now as we're talking about it, I'm like, yeah, but no thanks.
Like, I want to be special. I want to be noticed.
I think, like, it is. It's that fear of not, like, if you're average, you don't get chosen. Right? And whatever that means. Maybe that's in career or in relationships or...
We just want to be acknowledged and validated.
Totally.
Yeah. And so I think, like you said, I think a big piece for kind of overcoming this fear of being average, whatever it is learning to, like, validate yourself and learning to stand in your power and knowing that you don't need to prove yourself to others. You don't need to work so hard to have people acknowledge it. You don't have to fight to be seen.
Yeah.
Because when you're in your worth, there's a certain magnetism about that that attracts the right people to you as if by magic. And you don't have to fight for their attention. They see you as you are, and you're enough, and you stand out, and you're special, and all of these things.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, when you get down to, like, into the spiritual and the wellness world and stuff like that, there's been a huge push in probably the last 10 years to, like, find your purpose. What's your purpose? Like you have to have a purpose. And then there's been so much pressure on it to have a bigger purpose that if you, and then you expect it to be some really grand thing. And maybe it's actually just that you're a really good friend or that, you know, you are really good at making homemade teas. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, really minor things. Like, that is your purpose. But, like, we're like, I need to change the entire world for everyone to see. And then it's like you almost feel like a failure for not having a bigger purpose to your life.
We feel like we have to be, like, world-renowned in order to live that successful life. The next
Tony Robbins. Right? It's this, like, pursuit for, like, oh, well, if I don't have a purpose, then I'm nothing. But your purpose can be really quite small, and
it can be simple.
Maybe it's just that, like, your purpose is just to make a dog's life really happy. You know what I mean? Like, but it's like this, it's this big thing. And I think that also plays a really big role in that fear of being average, is there's the spiritual world has put such a big push on finding your purpose and having a purpose, and now
embodying your highest self. And we glorify that. And we think it's like this big, celebrity, but that's what our ego wants.
And it's like, and that, like, your purpose has to have an Instagram following. If it's not a if you can't make money at it, or you can't have 100,000 plus followers or whatever in your purpose, it's not worth your time. It's not a purpose anymore, right?
I think you have to question if your soul-based purpose revolves around fame and fortune. That's ego.
Yeah. But we're, it's really in your face all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you see with people getting TikTok, like, suddenly famous from TikTok, doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
And you're just like, wow, I can't even do whatever. And this kid can do some stupid fucking dance. And, like,
and he's famous.
He's a millionaire now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like social media is the worst thing in the world. But yet I can't get rid of it.
I know. It's fucking addicting.
It is. It's a battle.
Yeah.
And then, again, there's just... Even now, I feel like I'm going to go through my phone and unfollow a lot of shit. I did a podcast a while ago on the Be More Society is the podcast, I think. And she made a thing where it's like to go through your followers list and ask yourself, would I have coffee with this person in real life?
Mm.
And I was like, that is so good, because how many people do we follow where if you were to really think, like, would I sit down with this person? Mm. You're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you follow them then?
Yeah.
You're taking it in.
I feel like a lot of what we follow though is like politics. We follow our friends.
Yeah.
You know, we feel guilty if we give them the unfollow because it's fucking politics. It's like,
yeah, right now my feed is filled with politics.
So what I do right now, actually, instead of unfollow, I just mute them, which is I love that they added that feature.
No, I need to do that because it's a lot right now in general. I think social media is just a lot, and it's really feeding that, like, it's really feeding the beasts of many things right now.
Yeah.
You know, feeding the demons. And
it's time for them to starve a little bit.
Yeah.
Those demons.
I think it's just like time to throw my phone in the fucking river. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I literally want to live off grid.
Yeah.
And just like move to Costa Rica or somewhere and never see the internet again.
That seems like such a pipe dream, like to live completely off grid and disconnected. I would love that, but realistically I feel like I would never be able to do that.
I was gonna say, I actually don't think I could do it, but I'm just like craving the disconnect from the world right now.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why like the average thing is coming up so much too, right? Where it's like this like pull.
Like, oh my god, if you disconnect you'll become irrelevant and you won't be
doing anything with your life. Nobody knows.
You just won't exist.
Yeah. It's just a weird... Average is weird.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of pressure. Like, I think a lot of people struggle... Well, that like you said, it's the pursuit of ego.
Mm-hmm.
We sit in ego a lot because of that fear. Posting all the time. Again, it happens a lot. I see friends post constantly. And then I talk to them and their depression's never been worse.
Mm-hmm.
Their anxiety's never been worse. And you're just like, I wouldn't get that from your social media.
Yeah.
Right?
We're really good at creating an image and maintaining it.
Because again, I think it's that fear of being forgotten, not being special, not being relevant. And not in, like, relevant in the way of, like, celebrity, but even just...
Socially.
Just, just there... We've created this weird story around... Even, like, curated photos, right? Like, everyone's feeds are fucking curated, and, like, their images are perfectly whatever. And so if you don't do that, you're like, well, this is garbage. I might as well not even post it.
Yeah.
It looks like a toddler took the picture. Right? When, like... I follow my friends because I want them to share their shit. I don't really care what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But in our heads, we care.
Yeah. Oh, I care so much about my feed. Like, if like, it doesn't fit my color scheme, or if it's, like, too busy or not enough, I'm like, you don't make it on the highlight reel.
Yeah.
That's just me. Like, I think a lot of us have kind of become rigid in that way, that we... It is just, like, the perfect curation of our lives, and we want to make sure that it represents...
Mm-hmm.
Who we are, or at least who we want to be. And so a lot of us, we're so focused on just making sure that it's the perfect feed,
right?
You know?
And it's not real.
Yeah. It's far from real.
And then do you think that that's almost where the disconnect happens with it? Is that, it's almost like this fear of meeting people in real life that they're going to realize that, like, oh... I'm not some poetic person that I post Instagram about. I'm not some outspoken, like, my persona on social media is so different.
Yeah.
That they're going to be like, oh, you're really boring, actually.
Yeah.
Do you think that's where the disconnect comes from? Because we then present something we're not.
Yeah.
Even with the curated feeds.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, I think we all kind of fall into that on some level or not, of just like there's a huge mismatch, you know? The person that we project is different than what we are. And it's hard to, because we want to show up as authentically as possible online and with ourselves, but that's different in each like scenario and each space that you show up in. And so it's like, I think that's such a struggle, because I think there's a call for more people to show up like more like transparent on social media. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's like momentum growing slowly. Like you see, you'll see like, there's this one girl, she created the hashtag like normalize normal bodies.
Okay. Yeah.
I forget what her handle is.
Oh yes. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And so there's like more people showing up in that way where they're like, they're being completely transparent that their body looks like this. They don't look like this all the time, you know? And I feel like there's almost like a growing trend to like closing that gap between what we portray and what we actually are. But it's still such a struggle because we're scared of being less than what we want to be and what we perceived to be.
Yeah. And I think too, like we've mentioned it again before, just repeating myself, that like you can make your writing perfect. You can make it, writing is cathartic, right? You can make it beautiful and you can do all of that. But then in the real world, you are, I for one struggle with emotions and articulating and communicating them and all of that. And it's like we forget, for ourselves at least, I think it's easy to forget for ourselves, that like humans are multifaceted. You can be all of the things. And for like, for me, Instagram is like a diary. If I post, right? I'm not going to be that in person. If you speak poetically in person, I want to punch you in the face. Like, shut up. But, like, on Instagram, do you know what I mean? So then it's like, but then it's like you forget that people realize that they're, it's possible to, that writing is different than speaking. And, like, your energy in person is different than this one curated moment. But you forget that that is, that people remember that, because you're like, oh my god,
completely. Because my like my tone of voice and my words and my writing are completely different from me speaking like in real time. And it's like, because I'm kind of like you, I treat my social media as like a diary and as a way to just like explore and like
purge anything that needs to
like express myself a little bit more creatively too. And I think the main difference between like me speaking through my writing on social media and me speaking in real time, like with like a friend, is like the time taken between my thoughts and my words. Like with social media, I have so much more time to curate it and like think about the words, and sometimes even going on like a dictionary and looking up synonyms. Like really, it's like a creative process.
Right.
But in real time, you're thinking in real time. You don't have time to think about all these fancy fucking words.
Yeah.
You're thinking, like you're speaking basically the first thing that comes to mind, and it's more messy and it's less poetic. And I think that's, people need to realize that there is going to be a mismatch in a lot of areas in how we present ourselves, because it's like, well, and we're in real time connecting with people. We don't use that as a way to creatively express ourselves. We use that as a chance to just connect and be present with one another, however that may be.
I think that's a really good point, actually. That is a different way that I think I will look at social media, at least how I show up, is that it's a creative outlet. Right? Like, I really do use it to share writing, which is why it's so sporadic. But, like, it is a creative outlet, and it is a highlight reel of creativity, and you do not have to show up in the real world in that capacity, and no one is expecting you to. So realizing that those two things can coexist together, that you can be a creative person and a messy human that's like blunt and stumbling and falling down the stairs sometimes, and like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not this like perfectly curated human. Which is where I think that, like, fear of being a wallflower, again, not being chosen, da-da-da-da-da, is because we think we have to show up as the social media version of ourselves, when that's the creative person, even if that's just sharing a photo, right? Like, it's creative. It's, You can make it creative. Like, that is that version of you. And then there's just the messy human version.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be you can have the messy human version show up, but then still have it be pretty and poetic and creative and less fucking messy.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, just the real mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that those two things can coexist. And I think it's learning how to let them coexist and realize that doesn't make you boring.
Yeah.
I think it would be it. I think when I think of average, I think of boring.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, you're like, if I can't be this person that I present, then that must just mean I'm boring.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why I get a lot of anxiety sometimes in social situations, because especially if I know I'm going to meet new people and they follow me on social media, the only version of me that they have in their minds is the creative, perfectly articulated version of myself. And so it's like this pressure to show up in that version, but mm-hmm. but it's like it's stressful, because it's like you want to live up to their standards, mm-hmm. but it's like it's impossible, because you can't be that version of yourself in real time. Like, it's impossible. Like, you mm-hmm. can't. I fumble with my words. I have a slight lisp.
Like, I have speech impediment.
You know, like, all of these things, like, I'm not that person, and it's learning to be okay with that and learning to, like, understand that, yeah, people are probably going to see me as very average when they meet me in real life. That's on them. I'm not going to take that on.
Yeah, just, like, very, like, human.
Like, I'm just me.
Yeah, like, I just, like, I don't have wise things to say all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm quite offensive most of the time. Like, I'm very unpoetic verbally, like,
yeah.
I think that is really it. It's the disconnect between real life and social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a dance. But I don't know about you, I feel like this is a therapy session, and I'm feeling better than ever about how I'm gonna show up. Literally every new person I meet, I'm gonna be like, can you listen to this episode first though?
Yeah.
And then we can connect.
Exactly. I'm gonna be very average in this interaction.
I want you to know that I would give me a 5 out of 10 on the personality scale in real life. But let me tell you how I post on Instagram. People are gonna be like, Robin, your Instagram is the furthest thing from exciting. Like, what are you worried about? Nobody gives a shit. Who even follows you? But, like, it's just the pressure we put on ourselves.
Completely.
You know, it's like, it's not even real. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's just this fake, it's just pressure we put on ourselves to be extraordinary.
Yeah.
And ordinary. We're just all ordinary.
Yeah. And that's all right.
That is okay. And you don't have as far to fall when you're ordinary too. You know what I mean? You got less to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. I think I'll actually take it.
Like I said, no one expects a lot out of the average car.
Well, yeah.
So I'd rather be average and exceed people's expectations sporadically here and there, rather than always having to constantly live up to what they think I should be and what I think I should be.
Yeah. I think I'll use the word ordinary, but I think I gotta work on choosing myself more. Fuck me, man. Like, universe, that's not an invite. Fuck yourself. But, like, I think that is, like, what I'm realizing is that it's just an expectation I have on myself that I just need to, like, let go of.
Mm-hmm.
That just, like, live your life. No one cares.
Yeah.
Just be average, man.
Love that for you. Love that for us.
Love that for all of us. If you struggle with this like we do, please tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not alone. I can be like, wow, look at all of us average people.
We don't want to be alone in our averageness.
No. And if you think you're not average, you're more average than you think. How's that for being humble yourself? Well, that's it for me, folks.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to end it.
Cool.
Cool.
See you next week.
See you on the next podcast.
Catch you on the flip side, homies.